Welcome, everybody, to a Baseball America High School podcast. I'm Connor Glassie, coming to you from the DeMarini Demo House podcast nook. When it comes to buying a baseball bat, DeMarini just changed the game. Introducing Demo House, where you can step into the cage and hit the latest from DeMarini before you buy. Because there's no substitute for hitting a real baseball or talking to people who know both bats and batting. Your demo time in the cage is free. Get the season started right. Visit your nearest Demo House today. Locations and full details can be found at demarini.com/demohouse. All right, well, this week I had the chance to talk with Keenan Kitsch, a right-hand pitcher and third baseman for Germantown Academy in Fort Washington, Pennsylvania. And that team is ranked number 22 in the country because Kitsch plays alongside with Sean Coyle, the shortstop, who's number 44 in our Baseball America Top 100. So let's listen into the interview. All right, well, let's start off. Let me ask you. Your first name is William, but have you always gone by Keenan?
Yes, I've always gone by Keenan. William is my first name, but I've gone by Keenan my whole life.
Yeah, it's got a nice ring to it.
Excuse me?
I said it has a nice ring to it, Keenan Kitsch.
Yeah. Some say it's a good baseball name, so.
That's right. All right, well, take us back to the beginning. When did you start playing baseball, and what was it about baseball that had you hooked?
Well, I played a lot of sports growing up, and, I really enjoy athletics, and I picked up baseball when my brother started T-ball. I had an older brother, Colin, we're 18 months apart.
Okay.
So, he's pretty much been my lifelong competition, so once he started playing T-ball, I just kind of ended up joining the team with him, and, I just started playing up with the older kids and just kind of stuck with that from there on out, up until, high school and everything and all the travel ball stuff. But, I'll remember always just, working out with Colin day in and day out and always trying to beat him and always trying to be better than him.
Sure, yeah, that's got to be helpful,
Oh, yeah, it's been a great resource, especially since he's in college. He goes to Florida Southern, and he's been a great insight and help for me along the whole college process, and just talking about recruiting and the professional side of baseball too, and just hearing his insight on that. So he's really been great.
Sure.
He's been a big help.
Yeah. Is he still playing?
Yes, he's still playing.
Okay.
He plays at Florida Southern. He plays in the outfield. He's a sophomore, and he played really well last year as a freshman. And he's gotten off to a great start at the beginning of this year.
Good. Okay. What other sports did you play growing up?
Growing up, I played soccer and basketball and football.
All right.
I'm from a sports family. My dad played college soccer at East Stroudsburg University, and then he went on to play professional soccer for the Philadelphia Adams. And my mom played college basketball. So
nice.
Little background there.
You got good genes.
And, good genes. Good genes.
Yeah.
So both my parents are sports fanatics. And, they've always been really supportive about playing as many sports as possible. And, I took it upon myself, and so did my brother. We decided to focus in on baseball once, high school came around, after my freshman year and after his junior year. And, I've just been concentrating on baseball, from that point till now.
Yep. Okay, well, tell us, how's the season going for you so far?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Tell us how the season's going so far.
Season's going great. We started up our team practice last week, and so this will conclude our second week of practice. And had a really great and productive off season. I hit the weights hard, and I'm up to 192 right now. 192, 193, kind of depends on how much running I do in the day, just because I'm still growing and my metabolism. So, but I'm consistently 192, 193, and really, really, really worked hard, especially focusing on core and legs and a lot of kettlebells for the, you know, range of motions and working with weight away from my body to develop those muscles and a lot of the smaller muscles needed for throwing and hitting and everything. And always do conditioning, and I picked up on rowing, and that's been a big help as far as endurance and improving my stamina. So throughout the week, just to take you through a typical week, if that's all right.
Yeah, of course.
Through the winter, I was throwing bullpens on Wednesdays and Sundays, and I would play catch in between those days, and I'll try and get a good 2 days of long toss in the meantime, if possible, if there wasn't snow on the ground, and just really working on my pitching mechanics and my delivery. I'm trying to be as repeatable and consistent as possible, and I was hitting 3 times a week, and every day on my own with a little wiffle ball machine, just working on my eye-hand coordination, and just getting my hands going and getting used to seeing a moving ball, something smaller, and just trying to develop that skill of being able to have quick hands.
Yeah.
And throughout the week, I would lift pretty heavy on Mondays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. And on the off days in between from the heavy lifting, I would continue to go through my arm care system with all the bands and jobes just to keep stretching those muscles.
Yep.
And make sure I get a good long run in on those days and then hit the erg, the indoor rowing machine, and keep up with that to help out my shoulder strength. And also that works everything. So that's a total body workout. And,
yeah.
Over a long period of time. So really, I put myself through a pretty challenging training regimen, and I'm starting to see the results just throughout the last week of practice and being out there with the guys. I feel great. I'm really excited for this spring to get after it. It's really paying off, and I'm glad, and I'm going to continue to work hard, and hopefully great things will happen.
Good. Yeah. I mean, you guys have a great team this year.
Yes. Yes. Well, we'll have a great team. We have a lot of great young talent, as well as Sean and myself.
Yeah.
We're both team captains, and so far, you know, all the younger guys have really been great in listening to us and taking our advice from the things that we've learned throughout the past years in baseball. And everyone's really receptive and willing to learn, which is great. It makes it easier for all of us to work together as one cohesive unit. And, we got some really good young arms, a few left-handers, a couple righties, and we're going to be able to swing it this year. We should have a pretty solid lineup, and we have team speed, which will be great. So overall, we're going to be a very talented team, and we have guys that play a lot of travel ball, so that'll be great as far as their experience level, and really just looking forward to get playing.
Absolutely. Walk me through your summer, because you had a real busy summer, you know, doing the showcase circuit and all of that. What was that experience like for you?
Yeah, no problem. So let me see here. So the high school season ended, and right when that ended is when I got the let me back up.
That's all right.
So after high school, I started getting ready for the Tournament of the Stars for the Team USA event.
Yep.
And I really put my heart and soul into it and worked at it day in and day out. That was something that I really, really wanted to be a part of. And fortunately, I was selected to go on to the next round, which was great. And after Tournament of the Stars, went out to went down to Georgia and played in the East Cobb tournament down there. And then from East Cobb, just playing with our local summer team, the Philly Bandits. We had our games in the Philadelphia area. And then I went to East Coast Pro.
Yeah.
Down in Lakeland, which was awesome. Getting a chance to be down there and be with professional coaching day in and day out, I felt was really, really helpful, and I took a lot away from that.
Yeah.
And then from East Coast Pro, I headed out to Area Codes, and that kind of capped off the summer travel circuit.
That was back to back.
Yeah. So everything was boom, 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 one week after another.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it. I can honestly say it was my most memorable baseball summer.
Sure. Gave you a little taste of what you expect at the next level.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, getting a chance to play with, you know, the best guys in the nation, with and against, and meeting a lot of great people along the way, and meeting a lot of great baseball people and coaches and a lot of the people involved in professional baseball. It was a great treat.
Sure.
And I'm very grateful for that. So it was great at East Coast Pro, you know, living at Tiger Town, kind of sampling what it would be like to be in their minor league system, or any minor league system for that matter of fact.
Yeah.
And, you know, just living that lifestyle, and I really, really enjoyed it. Waking up, getting to the ball field, practicing, playing, come back, eat dinner, work out a little bit, and do it all over again. So it was very enjoyable. I had a great time.
Good. Talk about committing to Florida. What other schools did you consider, and what was it about Florida that made you want to go there?
I had considered some of the ACC schools. I guess just to be more general, I received interest from mostly all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then quite a few of the SEC. And the South, you know, since I've been little, you know, it's been a dream of mine to, you know, be able to play at the highest level and be with the best. And, you know, just coming from the Northeast, you know, everyone wants to go south or west and play where it's warm.
Yeah.
Not just because of the temperature and the nice fields and everything, but because of the level of competition. And, you know, Florida, you know, I remember going to a camp there and just remembering what a special place it was, baseball-wise and also on the academic side of things, how many great avenues they offer for all their students. And that really stood out to me as being something really important is, you know, going college baseball and then also being able to get a great education. Couldn't ask for anything better than that, and I feel as though Florida offers both of those at a very high level.
Yeah.
You know, they're a really strong program. And, you know, they've gotten off to a great start this season. And I know Coach O'Sullivan and his staff are doing a great job. And, you know, just I really enjoy following them and you know, keeping up with their recent successes.
Sure. How would you describe yourself as a player?
As a player? Let me see here. I guess really, in the most basic sense, I guess you could just say a hustler. You know, I'm a two-way guy. I pitch and, you know, play in the infield and in the outfield. And I really just love it. Really enjoy it. And I'm happy being anywhere on the field as long as I'm playing and, you know, in the game. Couldn't ask for anything more. So I guess you could say just kind of a scrappy, I guess you could say, more of a hard-nosed, hard-working type player.
Yeah.
You know, after a game, I'm going to work on my failures and try and build off of them and try and make myself better. You know, I never really settle for what I had accomplished at any given time. I always want to do better. I consider myself somewhat of a perfectionist because I do try and be perfect, even though I know that's impossible. But the closer to being perfect, the better off I'm going to be. And, you know, I just go out there and play. I'm ready to compete all the time, and I just love it. Really enjoy it.
Good. Well, I always like to ask pitchers. You know, we got to see you a couple times this summer, but I always like to ask pitchers firsthand to describe their stuff. So tell me about your pitches, the grips on those pitches, and how you like to use each pitch.
Okay. Well, I throw a four-seam fastball, a two-seam fastball, a changeup, and a curveball. And, I do have an aggressive mentality when I'm on the field. I like to get after it and go hard. I like to challenge hitters. I'm not afraid to with my fastball in. And I like to throw my two-seamer low and inside on righties or away from lefties,
mm-hmm.
and get that sink on the ball where I can get myself, hopefully a three-pitch inning. If I can get some ground balls, I like to use that to get the guys to swing and have them get on top of that to help myself out and lower my pitch count. And I like to back that up with the changeup because I try and keep the same ball movement with my two-seam and my changeup so they look the same. But just obviously the speed differential to try and force, a miss swing or a ground ball again. And with the breaking ball, I like to backdoor it. I also like to throw it hard and bury it when I'm ahead in the count. And just try not to give the hitters too good of a pitch,
mm-hmm.
with the breaking ball when I'm ahead of the count, trying to get themselves out. And with the four-seam fastball, that being the most accurate pitch, not necessarily of my repertoire, but just in general, I like to stop that inside and outside and get ahead of hitters. Go right after them. Don't be afraid. Challenge them. And, I have defense behind me. So go in there, challenge them, and,
Good.
Get a ground ball, get a pop-up. It's not all about strikeouts, but they're nice when they come. But really just trying to stay aggressive, keep a good tempo when I'm on the mound, and attack. I guess you could say I throw from a high three-quarter, and I get that natural run on my fastball already, and I try and use that to my advantage, and I work really, really hard throughout this offseason on continuing to throw on that downward plane so the ball will get on top of hitters quicker, and it would be more deceptive because of the angle, and just trying to maintain the life that I have on my fastball.
Yeah.
That's one thing that I think has really helped me is the life out of the tips of my fingers when I release the fastball. I just try and use my God-given ability to my advantage and just try and be natural out there. Don't try and force things and just really go out and attack. That's my mentality.
Good. Okay, well, you talked about your off-season workout routine. What's your workout routine like between starts, and is it, different for you because you're a two-way guy?
Sometimes it is tough just because, if I'm scrambling, if I get out of a game early, let's say I throw five innings, and, then I might go in the third or in the center field, and that does change things up. In the summertime, it's easier for me to stay with my routine, because I have more time, obviously. I don't have school going on, or high school baseball, I guess you could say. So after a start, I really like to get a good long run in, flush all the lactic acid out, get the blood flowing, and then do some ab workout, some light legs, some light arms. Nothing too crazy with the weights the day of, right after I throw. And then the next day, go right back into my routine and pick up on my workout schedule from there. Before I throw, I love to stretch and stay flexible. I think that's really, really important for
mm-hmm.
all players. And I do my band work, do a lot of plyometrics and some sprints. going to the game with a sweat on the back of my neck, and go get them.
Okay, good. Do you, if you had to pick one, do you prefer pitching over playing a position and hitting?
Not necessarily, no. I really, quite honestly, I don't have a preference over either position. I can honestly say that I enjoy playing both, and I'm gonna keep playing both until someone tells me where I have to play.
Yeah,
that's the way I look at it. I feel as though, especially in high school, I don't want to limit myself. I want to be as valuable to my team as possible and be able to bring as much as I can. And you know, I like to do it from on the mound and in the field and at the plate. So I really don't have a preference over pitching or fielding or hitting. You know, my passion is equally as strong and for both.
Okay. Who's the toughest hitter you faced as a pitcher?
Toughest hitter. Let me see here. Well, I faced all those guys. Let me see here. Facing Bryce Harper, I mean, I had success against him, and I guess you could say being dubbed the toughest hitter.
Yeah.
Just from, you know, everything you hear, and he's a great player. I was able to spend some time with him at the USA stuff, and you know, he's a really hardworking kid, and he's a great talent. That's for sure.
Sure.
And yeah, I know I've faced him a few times, and I was fortunate enough to have success against him.
Yeah.
So I guess you could say that he would be the toughest hitter I face, and also Yordy Cabrera. You know, he's another great athlete, and a great player, and I was able to face him a few times, and yeah, we battled a couple times. I got him, and he got me, kind of thing.
Yeah. Just
throughout the summer, just running into each other. You know, he was definitely a tough at bat. He's a pretty smart hitter, so I fooled him once or twice, but he got me.
Okay, good.
A couple times.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, I got a couple fun questions here. We got through the baseball questions, but I like to ask a couple fun questions at the end. So, what's something most people don't know about you?
Something most people don't know about me. Let me see. Don't know about me. I live on a farm. I guess a lot of people don't anticipate that. They're just kind of, you know, where I'm from. I live in Pennsylvania. I'm 35 minutes out of the city, and I live on a 74-acre farm. And a lot of people don't. Are like, you on a farm? You know, just kids that I meet from playing, and you know, they're like, oh, you know, I live in the city, and stuff like that. So
yeah.
I guess that's something kind of neat that a lot of people don't anticipate.
Sure.
But
is it a farm with animals?
Farm and doing farm work. So
it's a working farm with animals and everything.
We used to have horses, steer and chicken, and they're all gone, unfortunately. And just with baseball and everything, it's been, you know, it would have been really tough to be able to maintain that.
Yeah.
But we still grow vegetables, squash, tomatoes, cherry tomatoes, peppers, eggplant, corn, a lot of corn.
Wow.
So yeah, we do a little bit of everything, and got a lot of grass.
Yeah, I bet.
So,
all right.
Yeah, but no, it's been great though. I wake up early, go out and do the yard work, and you know, whatever it is, cutting trees, cutting grass, or picking corn, whatever it is. But I've really enjoyed it growing up. It's taught me a lot about responsibility and time management. That's for sure.
Sure. All right. If you could trade places with anyone for a day, who would you choose?
Trade places for anyone for a day. I have to say that Derek Jeter. He's my favorite baseball player, and really idolized him, being Sportsman of the Year for Sports Illustrated, and just the person he is. He's such a hardworking guy, and to be the shortstop on the Yankees, that's pretty special.
So you root for the Yankees?
Excuse me?
Do you root for the Yankees?
That's a tough one, because
it's dangerous where you're from.
I am a Phillies fan. I am a Phillies fan at heart, that's for sure. But I have the utmost respect for the Yankees. That's no question about that. I've always liked them. So this year was a pretty special treat being able to go down and watch them play, and it was pretty great.
Yeah.
Cheater. For me, I don't think he gets any better than that. I'd love to be able to be in his shoes.
Yep. All right, well, how about your favorite musical group or artist?
Favorite musical group? Ooh. Let me see here. Let me stick this one out. Pretty open with my music. I listen to pretty much everything. I'm not really picky. I'm not a very picky person. Let me see. I'm going through my iTunes real quick. I'm looking at the artists, see if any jump out at me. Give me a second here. Man, this is tough. These are some tough questions.
While you're thinking of that, how about a favorite movie?
Favorite movie? Oh, man. No, you found my weak point. Music and movies.
You flew through the baseball questions, and I stumped you with these ones.
What's that?
I said you flew through the baseball ones, now I'm stumping you with these.
Yeah, I know, right? movie. Let's see. The Sandlot.
That's a good one.
The Sandlot. Yep. Benny the Jet.
Yeah.
Benny the Jet is the best character. Best baseball character. I think I've watched that movie, I think we're pushing triple digits over my lifetime.
Wow.
I don't know about that. I mean, I haven't been counting, but it's definitely a favorite. I can watch it any day. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Love the Sandlot.
Yeah.
Man, this music thing is just killing me.
You're killing me, Smalls.
What's that?
I said you're killing me, Smalls.
Yeah, exactly. I'm stuck between the classic rock and the new age rock.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say Linkin Park.
Okay.
There we go.
Yeah.
Linkin Park. It's a little bit of everything. So, some good pop up music and just some good tunes, just riding in the car. So.
Nice.
Yeah, there we go.
All right, well, final question. Being from the Philly area, I have to ask, who makes the best cheesesteak?
Best cheesesteak? Oof. I'm a chubby guy at heart. Chubby's is by far my favorite. I think I can eat Chubby's any day, any time. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Nice.
That's for sure. I know any time I'm going down that way, I have to stop at Chubby's. On the way to the games and on the way back, on the way back sometimes, just have to. You go in there and it's the best.
Nice.
Just plain and simple. Some say Geno's, but I don't know. I'm gonna stick with Shelby's.
All right.
That's my safe bet.
All right. Well, that's all I got for you, man. Thank you very much for your time and best of luck this season. All right.
Thank you very much, Mr. Glassy.